Oh, show me the bimba, that's all I Shanta Vishnu Pratira Prabhurukta Jalapti Magna
Namo Deva Gamudara Namda Vishnu Pratira Prabhurukta Jalapti Magna
Padesti Vishyati Ninam Batano Srihane Samangakyam Ejaksi Vishaya
Padesti Vishyati Ninam Batano Srihane Samangakyam Ejaksi Vishaya
Guberatma Jovata Deva Yadavat Daya Mochito Bhakti Pajokito Cha
Yove Atma Yova Deva Yadavat Daya Mochito Bhakti Pajokito Cha
Yo Tata Prema Bhaktim Sakam Me Payacha Namokshe graho mesti namurareha
Tata prema bhaktim sakam me prayasya Namokshe graho mesti namurareha
Oh, namaste sudhamme spura kipti dhamme Radio Dada Yatta Vishrasya Dhamme
Namaste Sudhamme Pura Kipi Dhamme Radio Dada Yatta Vishrasya Dhamme
Oh Namo Radhikaya Tvaniya Priyajaye Namo Nanta Lilaya Devaya Tupya
Namo Radhikaya Radhiya Priyaya Namo Nanda Lilaya Devaya Dukha
Jaya Rana Namo Jana Radha Namo Jana Radha
Jaya Radha Namo
Thank you.
Maybe we should do a simple melody.
Yes.
It's really nice. One goes in this direction, the other this. four different creations of the melodies. It is very nice, it is very creative. Yes, sometimes this is we are experiencing the laughing rasa. Okay. Jaya Prabhu Para Jaya Prabhu Para Jaya Prabhu Para Jila Prabhu Para Acharya Ashtada Sutta Si Simati Stivaindre Silabe Saranaravinda Sila Bhakti Vedam Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Sila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Babu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasari Go Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrinda Mathura Dham Ki Jai Namat Vimaya Budham Ki Jai Kankamaya Yamunamaya Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Jivandavandam ki jai Samavita Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Shishi Radha Shyam Sunda ki jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Om. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru Jivanda. All glories to Sri Apurva. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Maybe Siddheshwari, you can sit there, but I can also see you. It's more personal. So let us chant all together. Iti diksva lila bhir ananda kunde svarosham nimajantam akhya payantam tadiyashita geshu bhakter jitadvam puna premadastam shatavriti mande. Through pastimes such as these, he drowns the residents of Gokula in pools of bliss, thereby informing people who are aware of his godhood that he can only be conquered by his devotees. Hundreds of times, I again offer loving obeisances to him. Can I maybe have that big book there? So, you can see from this verse something very, very nice that Krishna creates an ocean of bliss by his pastimes, one of which is the Stamudal plant. The purpose which he has over and above just enjoying the Leela, he also wants to inform the people of the world that he can only be conquered really through the love of his devotees. So as we were chanting Hare Krishna, then all of a sudden drowned in the Hasya Rasa. Now I was thinking that Krishna is constantly engaging in pastimes which also engage his devotees in pools of bliss and laughter. There are different forms of Krishna's laughter. One is when his smile is just there around his mouth, you can just see something. His teeth are not yet visible, but there are definite changes to his eyes and cheeks. And then when Krishna smiles a little bit more, his teeth become visible, and finally there are his eyes will fill with tears and his shoulders shake and then he laughs totally. But the greatest amount of laughter in Krishna is when he starts clapping his hands and jumps into the air, being totally overwhelmed by laughter. And there's an example which I want to tell you, which will give happiness to your heart and engage you in more beautiful singing than even this evening. Krishna once told Jalati seems to be an old nurse of him, "My dear woman, the skin of your face is now slackened. In fact, your face exactly looks like a monkey face. Now, I think that the monkey king, Balimukha, has selected you as a worthy wife." So Jarati was Krishna's aged nurse. And Krishna teased her. Now the old lady replied, "My dear boy, I know well the king of the monkeys wants to marry me, but it is too late for him. I have taken already shelter of Krishna, the killer of many powerful demons. I have carefully considered my options and have decided to marry him instead, and not the Monkey King. What do you think of all this? When the cowherd girls who were present there heard Janati's sarcastic reply, they began to laugh very loud, and they jumped up and down, they clapped their hands and started to become overwhelmed by laughing at Krishna. So Krishna in the pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan is showing that although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he laughs with his devotees, and sometimes they laugh about him, at other times he laughs about them, and they just are overwhelmed by different kinds of smiling and then laughter. Prabhupada once, he said something about Krishna's smile, which is there available even for devotees in this world. He said when the devotees are sincere and determined to serve Krishna, at such a time Krishna smiles upon the devotees, and then you can make Krishna just once smile about you. This is the perfection of your life. And I was thinking about this statement of Srila Prabhupada today when I read in the Bhagavatam about the Damodar Leela. There's something very, very nice which I would like to quote to you from the Bhagavatam in Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's purport. As you know, when Mother Yashoda tried to bind Krishna, she saw two things which surprised her. First of all was that whatever rope she brought, she extended the rope many times, it was never able to go around Krishna's belly. That was surprising. Jiva Goswami said that Krishna as a little boy had a little black rope like this around his belly, and this showed Mother Yashoda that in fact a rope can go around Krishna's belly. It's not impossible that a rope goes around Krishna's belly, but here she extended the ropes and it could not go around Krishna's belly. This was very surprising. And the second thing which was surprising is that no matter how much rope she brought in order to extend the initial rope, it remained always the width of two fingers too short, never four fingers or one finger, always two fingers too short. And that showed everyone that something extraordinary was going on. You know, that the distance never changed, although the length of the rope very much changed. So there was some force working. We know what it was. It was Krishna's Satya Sankalpa energy, which takes care that anything he wants is done like this. And so the elderly ladies of Braj were there, and they said, Yashoda, why are you trying to bind your son when it's obvious that it is not meant that he's bound? It's not his fate today that he's bound. It's a very obvious, we can see from these two things. But Mother Yashoda loved Krishna so much that she was now very eager to see how wide is the hip of my son. She would not give up, and she became very persistent. And Prabhupada speaks about this determination of a devotee. Yashoda wanted to teach a lesson to her son. Actually, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. In her persistence, she would not give up her attempt to bind the Lord. In the competition between Krishna and his devotee, the devotee's determination always prevails. It wins. Thus, when Lord Krishna saw that his mother was becoming tired, he gave up his own persistence to not be bound, became merciful, and allowed himself to be tied. So, the Bhakta Nishtha, the firm faith of the devotee, seen in his tireless endeavors to serve and worship the Lord, and the Svanishtha, the steady quality in the Lord, which brings forth his mercy upon seeing the devotee's effort and fatigue, caused Krishna to be bound. I think this is very significant. When Krishna sees that the devotee is persistent and does not give up, but continues with his endeavors, no matter what happens, then his own, it said he's very steady, he's unshakable in giving his mercy. He always, you can count on him. This is something which never changes. When Krishna, in other words, sees that my devotee is so determined, his quality of being merciful to his devotee becomes invoked. And although he himself might have had another plan, he gives up his own plan. And he showed that when he finally allowed himself to be bound by Mother Yashoda, he really didn't want it. Because he said, when I'm bound, I cannot perform my prescribed duties in stealing butter and herding the cows. So I will not be able to do my duties very well. He's a child, you know, he thinks like a child. They call me secretly by praying, when will Krishna come and pray and steal my butter? So it's my duty to steal the butter. So Krishna does not give this up. Krishna. This is some wisdom from the scripture. I think from this we should just become devotees who are full of integrity, that is, wherever we are placed, in whatever situation in life, we should be steady in our attempt to offer service to Krishna. Like this evening, each evening we worship Lord Damodar for the entire month of Kartik. That is something, it's not just a get-together. For us it is actually devotional service of glorifying Damodar, even with beautiful voices and loud singing. We will definitely choose more simpler melodies from now on. And then we can glorify Krishna, and we will not give up. Even when we are overwhelmed by Hasya Rasa, we should continue to serve the Lord. This is devotion, you know. This is very important. Krishna. Good. This was the third verse of the Dhammottara Ashtakam. We will now put Dhammottara Ashtakam, this beautiful ancient prayer by Satyavarata Muni, to rest. And if Dhammottara allows, we will tomorrow look into the fourth verse. But I want to just say that the Lord shows through this pastime of Dhammadavrata that he can be conquered by love. And there's a great mystery in this pastime, which we will, if Krishna allows us, relish tomorrow. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavat tam ki jai, Shishi Radha Damodara ki jai, Gaurav Prema Nandiya Hari Hari Prabhu.